Models, are they glamorous party people or ruthless professionals? We're about to find out who they really are. Meet Peru, one of fashion's leading photographers. For his next assignment, he's been given a massive challenge. Peru's bringing together 8 models to open the window onto the real world of modeling. Over 8 weeks, he'll shoot a series of spectacular photos. The models will be letting us into every corner of their lives. Bright and early Monday morning, and the 8 beauties are summoned to meet the director of today's shoot. But they seem to be one short. Jay, self-proclaimed party animal, has slept through his wake-up call and eventually arrives to set, 2 hours late. Not knowing whether this has just cost him his first shoot with Peru, he heads to hair and makeup to await his fate, looking rather worse for wear. More than a decade after sweatshop labour for top brands became a mainstream issue, the problem still seems endemic across the global clothing and footwear sector. Marks & Spencer, Next, Ralph Lauren, DKNY, Gap, the list of brands go on and on. What do they have in common? According to a deeply depressing report, the factories in Asia contracted to make their products are still responsible for shocking working practices. Many of the factories are supplying the brands likely to dominate the Olympics in 2012, such as Adidas, Nike, and Puma. What the report also makes clear is that this is a gender issue. 76% of the surveyed workforce are women. It is an irony that probably escapes most. Women shopping for products made by other, underpaid, exploited women.